all news, traffic, and weather driving to work and back home. News Radio 101 FM, KXL, Oregon's station of record.
Okay, welcome back. I want to thank Josh Husbands from Holland & Knight for his insight on business transitions. And now we want to shift gears and talk about the apartment market. It is red hot. And coming up in, well, 1 month from today, in fact, hard to believe it's May 1st here. On June 1st, it's a Wednesday evening at the Bing Lounge. We welcome Joseph Chaplick for the Apartment Insider Report. We, with Joseph, put on this event last November, and it was a complete sellout. So you want to make sure that if you are interested in the apartment market, that you get on board as soon as possible. We only have 80 seats in the Bing Lounge. It's a very intimate environment. Again, this coming up on June 1st, 6 to 7:30. Doors open at 5:30 inside the Bing Lounge at the PacWest Center, just downstairs from us. Cost is $25 for early registration or $30 at the door. And I can guarantee you there will not be any tickets available at the door. The price this time includes wine, appetizers, and parking. Going to mix it up a little bit. The event in November was a morning event. This will be more of a social atmosphere. You'll get a free report, the 2011 apartment market forecast from Joe, how to use your retirement funds to purchase property with self-directed IRAs. Great way to facilitate the transaction. Tips to avoid transaction pitfalls. If you're a real estate investor like I am and you're new to the multifamily market, there are some things you need to know that only Joe knows that can help you out. Plus, a lending outlook for 2011. And I want to tell you, personal experience, the lending environment is improving on a weekly basis. So you won't want to miss this. To register, here's the phone number, 866-546-9390. Again, 866-546-9390. You can also find out more information on their website, josephbernard.net. And speaking of Joseph Chaplick, he's in studio with us here on this Sunday afternoon to talk about this event. Joe, we're excited because I know I'm getting into the multifamily market later on this year, really learning the ropes from you. And today, you're going to talk about the wealth building opportunities. And I've been really impressed with what you've taught me about building wealth through multifamily. It really is a different perspective than those of us who have invested in the residential real estate. Why don't you kind of give us an overview?
You know, excellent question here, Brian, with the commercial and residential. You know, why is the commercial different? The wealth building aspect here is four engines, and it's a vehicle that builds wealth over time with the apartment market. The four engines, I'm going to speak about it at the event, give a few examples of some properties, investors that have, you know, improved buildings and created more wealth in that apartment market. The first one's really cash flow. Cash flow is key. People have different needs on the cash flow. The rental increases are going to go up. I'm going to talk about at the seminar where the rents are going in Portland, you know, what type of improvements you can do to increase that cash flow on the apartments. And then, you know, expenses that impacts your cash flow and how to minimize it. I'll give some tips on how to do that at the seminar. The second engine is tax benefits. You know, you own an apartment building. What are the tax benefits that you get out of it? There's depreciation. There's component depreciation. I'll speak a little bit about that. And then, of course, the interest write-offs on the loan. You know, you can deduct a loan interest write-offs. So that's your tax benefits. A lot of people, you know, understand the apartment market, and they think that having a free and clear building is great. And over time, you know, there's a lot of wealth being generated on the apartments. But if you're just building or you have a small portfolio, you really have to do the four engines to build the wealth over time. The last two here, you know, principal pay down and the appreciation of the asset. The pay down's interesting because, you know, if you have debt on the property, the apartment market's pretty secure on, you know, where the banks are going to loan the money. They're going to be somewhere around a 60 to 70% loan to value. They're going to have a debt coverage ratio that they're going to need to support to give the loan. And the pay down on, you know, a typical $1 million loan on a building, okay, 5 years later, you're going to pay down about $70,000 of that loan. That's $70,000 of equity that you just created in your asset. Very important part of the four engines. And then the appreciation, the last piece, you know, if you measure the apartments, I'm going to give some statistics at the seminar, of course, but it's about 5% a year.
Which is solid. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just the appreciation.
Mm-hmm. You know, you look at this, and again, you're coming at it from the residential perspective, which is what we're, you know, my side of the campfire, if you will. There were so many things that you shared with me over the past 6 months and in learning about this market. And I thought one of the most striking things for me was, you know, when you have somebody move out of your single family residence, well, you're at zero. I mean, you've got zero occupancy and you're trying to get somebody else in there. When you own even a four unit and you have one tenant move out, you're still 75% occupied. And I've been really amazed looking at your listings. Some of these listings on, you know, these four unit properties, close in, great properties, are only in like the 350 to 500 range. They're very affordable in that price range. I mean, these are deals that, you know, if you're just looking to get into the market, as I know so many people are, there's a great opportunity, isn't there?
You know, there is. We specialize in the apartments. The commercial market is 5+ units. There are a lot of plexes out there. You referenced a four unit. You know, there's some good finds out there. The four units have residential lending. And this is something that I'll talk about in the seminar, the difference between four and five units and above, okay, which is the commercial. And so that, you know, a lot of people have an understanding of the residential rentals, and we're going to help educate the commercial rentals. But, you know, the numbers are key. If you have more units, you have less risk. On top of that, when you're building the wealth in the apartments, you have, you know, those four engines that are critical. And when you're looking at just, let's say, the numbers of the unit, so let's call it a 10-unit building, okay? One person moves out, you have minimal expenses if you're running the building well, you got nine other people paying the rent, you're still cash flowing for the month, and you can get that occupancy filled. Because the vacancy rate here in Portland is 4%, and it's going down. So the occupancy rate is high. The rental increases are happening. We're going to talk about ways to maximize the rental increases going forward, minimizing your expenses, and what this wealth building looks like. I had an example here. There's a 16-unit building we sold. It was mismanaged, sold for market rate. The only thing that was needed was better management. It was an owner pollution problem to the building, not a building pollution problem. Mm-hmm. And those are great finds because you can change the building, tenant mix. You can improve the asset of the building with, you know, some cosmetics, the appeal to it from the curb. And then again, the professional management. And all of a sudden, you're cash flowing more. You're building more wealth. You have lower vacancy in the building because it's managed better. You end up making a good amount of equity over time.
If you're just tuning in, this is Business Briefing. Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate in studio with us. The big event coming up 1 month from today at the Bing Lounge, the Apartment Insider Report. To register, call 866-546-9390. And, you know, Joe, for the listeners who know you, they've been hearing your reports here regularly on my show. That's great. But for the people who don't know you, I want to mention that, you know, you're talking about a lot of things that a lot of real estate agents don't talk about. You brought this business mentality to the multifamily space that I don't really know anybody else doing it. And you're talking about a lot of stuff beyond, well, yeah, this is a really great property and it's a great price. You're talking, hey, get in there with some good management. I mean, you really are almost like a multifamily coach.
You can think of it that way. Yeah. We really just provide a good quality professional service to investors that I thought was lacking in the market when we entered it years ago. And really, it's a focus to serving clients' needs. We help any client. I had a client in the other day that, you know, they really needed some guidance on what to do. And, you know, he only had about $150,000 to invest. And I said, look, I'll help you. You know, we cover everything in the market. We don't have a range that we only focus on. We help. Our focus is the client's needs. And so, you know, we're selling 121 units down in Salem. I'll talk about that example in the seminar because that was a unique sale. But there's across the board, we cover everything. And I think far too many times brokers try to focus on the large stuff only, thinking they can get a larger commission check. And they're really not helping all the clients out there. And, you know, we lead the market in transactions because we really are focused on helping clients.
Well, it's going to be a great event. I was proud to be a part of your event in November. For our listeners out there, if you own residential real estate, you're thinking about diversifying. For those of you who are already in the apartment market, this will be a phenomenal event coming up 1 month from today, Wednesday, June 1st. At the Bing Lounge from 6 to 7:30, right here in the PacWest Center. Cost only $25. That includes, are you listening to this? Wine, appetizers, parking. Downtown Portland, parking alone is $7. A free report going to cover the apartment market forecast, lending, how to avoid transaction pitfalls. Number to call, 866-546-9390. Again, 866-546-9390. Learn more at josephbernard.net, and do not waste your time thinking about this. Get registered, because we only have 80 seats, and last time it filled up in about 10 days. Joseph Chaplick, thanks for joining us. When we return, we'll put a wrap on this edition of Business Briefing after a brief break.